Welcome back, everybody. Thousands of people have been evacuated from flood-damaged homes in northern Gaza. The United Nations and Gazan officials are talking of a humanitarian crisis.
We witnessed a real humanitarian disaster which affected all sides, a lack of a fuel, lack of electricity. We called the international humanity and a community to pressure the Israeli occupation to open the borders and to let the fuel to allow the necessaries to enter Gaza. This is a political problem, not only a humanity problem, and this is a real collective punishment on all the Palestinian people.
The flooding caused by days of torrential rains has been so severe that many homes could only be accessed by rowing boat. The Gaza Health Ministry says one person has been killed and scores of others injured as floodwaters damaged poorly built homes in the coastal territory. The government also says schools and other centers have turned into temporary shelters for thousands of homeless Palestinians. The deadly deluge has added to the woes of Palestinians in the coastal enclave, which continues to suffer from electricity cuts, a sewage crisis, and drinking water shortages, all under a crippling Israeli blockade.
The heavy rain poured water into the area, so it flooded. The first floor of building was filled with water. The water started to get into all floors. It was a flood. We couldn't stay anymore.
If it rains for half an hour, our houses are full of water. If it rains for 5 minutes, also it is full of water. We do not have electricity. The water is inside the houses due to rain. Who should help us?
The flooding combined with a freezing cold has made people resort to firewood, as there's no electricity or fuel due to the consequences of years of Israeli siege. Gaza's population of 1.8 million people has been hit hardest by the Israeli land, air, and sea blockade, which curbs imports of basic goods, fuel, and building supplies.